views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution with Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by J.S. Johnson, BTVI, the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, Fidelity Bank, the Ministry of Finance, Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, Commonwealth Bank, Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Popeye's Chicken, Ron's Electric Motors, and Burger King.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So great to have you with us. We got a couple of things we're going to deal with today. Nothing that is possibly earth-shattering, but one of which could be earth-shattering, but. We'll deal with them anyway. And if you got some stuff you want to deal with, we'll deal with your stuff too. All right, so I understand that there is a bout of kunk poisoning going on. We are very interested as to why we have yet to hear from the Ministry of Health in terms of the conch poisoning. I know a couple of people who got, at least probably 10 people told me they had gotten conch poisoning, and they didn't all go to the same place. And I hadn't heard anyone say they got conch poisoning at Arawak Key, but that's a different story. But I do want to understand if Vibrio is happening, if it's a bacterial issue, if it's a sewer issue. There might have been some from Arawak, I don't know. If there's a sewer issue, what is happening in terms of the sanitary conditions at the different kunk stalls? So that's unfortunate, because I, like you, love kunk, but I won't be eating it for a while. Last time they had the issue at Potter's Key, I didn't eat conch from there for about a year, so I probably am going to have to back off from raw conch until I can understand what's going on. Although what I do is I get my conch and I tend to get my conch off the dock, right? And they clean it in the salt water. But you're supposed to run it on regular water. So when you get the conch, you know, you have that film on it, that like mucus film. So what you do is you take some sea salt, right? And you scrub the conch real good. Get your hands on it and scrub it real good under running water with the sea salt, right? Then I take some lime and I rub the lime all over the conch real good. And then I massage the conch again, you know, till all the slime running off clear. I take another thing of salt and rub it on, and then I get it all clear to where you don't have that film on there, because that's where they say the bacteria lives. So I get it dead clean, and then you could do what you want with your conch from there. So we're waiting to hear from the Ministry of Health as to what is going on with the conch poisoning, but buyer beware is why I raise that with you, because you could find yourself with the belly, all right? So, this one says, my brother and his wife got poisoned at Arawak Key. Oh, boy. It's another one. Another one say Arawak Key. Jesus wept. Okay, so Arawak Key, I heard out west. I heard Potus. It's a vibe going on. It's like everywhere. The conch is just something happening with conch. We can't have conch now. Why, Jesus, why? What did we do? What did we do? All right, so beware, conch poisoning. Numerous people got conch poisoning. Some so bad they had to go to the hospital. And again, we're waiting for the Ministry of Health to explain what has happened, and I tried making some calls today, and nobody responded to my calls. I guess they're discovering COVID cases from last year still, I guess. We'll talk about that as well. All right, so I read a statement from the chairman of the Free National Movement. That's what it says, is best tropical conch salad I ever had. And he made you sick? Oh, boy. Well, I don't know that God intended for us to eat tropical conch salad, but okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you were impacted by that. Is it all tropical salad? Is that what you know? A couple of people I know, they didn't have tropical. It's Cat Island Conch. Is there a difference? Is the conch in Cat Island bigger? Hey, trust me, it's not the conch. My wife, daughter, and two friends had these symptoms, and none of them ate conch. It's the water. Is it? Hmm. Well, and what kind of foreplay this is with all this rubbing? Ain't no foreplay. I gotta prepare my food, son. I used to have an iron stomach, and now I get, like, quickly... I'll catch, you know what I'm saying? It says, must be COVID conch. Boy, I know. Maybe the conch got COVID. Good afternoon. Is it the revenge of the conch? Sign of the times. The bottom feeders are revolting. Maybe. Maybe the conchs got fed up. They're tired. All right, so I read a statement from the chairman of the Free National Movement. Now, normally... I don't pay much attention to what the chairman of the Free National Movement writes, and I am willing to bet money that he did not write this statement, because even though you could disagree with his reasoning, it is written as though a lucid human being who actually did some research and applied thought, wrote it. And it's to do with a debate, a political debate, which I find weird that there's a debate happening and no election's been called, but there's a lot of weird stuff going on with no election been called, so what's one more weird thing? A lot of people ask me about political debates, right? The last debate I recall... And I'm probably very wrong about this, but the last one I recall was in 2010 when they had the NDP had a debate for Elizabeth. And then there was another debate, and I believe, if I recall correctly, Ingram did not want Dwayne Sands to participate, even though if you want someone to go debate up there, Dwayne Sands would be the guy for you. So we have... The FNM saying that they don't agree with the format of the debate. So I won't lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you. I did not know there was any debate being planned. I had heard Chris Curry on, I believe, Aaron Green's show. And he was talking about a debate. And I didn't know what he was talking about either. I thought he was just talking about something that was supposed to be happening. All right? But apparently, they... UB was partnering with Verizon Media, which I believe is Sebastian's group or something, to have a series of debates, starting with a debate on youth issues. All right, so people have asked me for years, McCartney, you gotta do a debate, right? And I understand the sentiment, right? I watched the last debate that they had in Jamaica, the prime ministerial debate, the leadership debate, and I found it interesting, but that's because both gentlemen are articulate and very thoughtful and can speak extemporaneously about a range of issues. I don't know that we have that in our current iteration of leaders. So this is Tommy Turnquest and Christy participated in the debate. Okay. Yes, that would have been before the one in the one in Elizabeth. All right. I understand the sentiment for having debates, right? You want to be a mature democracy to say we should be able to see our leaders stand up and answer questions and feel questions. They say a series of debates on youth issues. I don't know that I want to watch a series of debates on youth issues. Maybe there's just one, but let me read it because I had to go ask somebody to send me the release from UB. It's from the University of the Bahamas, Office of University Relations, UB and Verizon Media Group, hosting historic general election national debate series. This is political candidates will be scrutinized and have the opportunity to debate pivotal issues facing the Bahamas via a series of televised national debates leading to the next general election through a collaboration involving University of the Bahamas and Verizon Media Group. At a recent press conference announcement, co-chair of the Planning Committee and Associate Professor of History, Dr. Christopher Curry, asserted that UB is hosting the debate series as universities are traditionally incubators of grand ideas, conflicting points of view, and disparate schools of thought. This series of debates will provide all political parties, regardless of size, longevity, or stature, an opportunity to openly debate policy and platform as equal rivals in an academic space that treasures and promotes robust and rigorous discussion, critical thinking, and a reflection on how best to serve and promote the common good. All right, so you're starting off wrong, Chris Curry. You know I got love for you, my brother, but you're starting off wrong. All political parties, regardless of size, longevity, or stature, will debate? I don't know that I want to see that. I don't know that that's something that I'm interested in. I can hear random thoughts from people who wish to enter the political sphere without any real chance of winning an election on any given day. I don't know that a nationally televised debate with all political parties, all of them, all 59 of them, must all debate? No. Anyway, it says four political debates are scheduled to be held at UB's Performing Arts Center at the Oaksville campus on the 4th, 18th of May, and the 3rd and 15th of June. Featuring representatives from various political parties which are fielding candidates for the next election. The questions will focus on diverse issues of national importance to the Bahamas. One of the debates will focus on youth candidates ratified by the parties and at least one UB student. One of the debates will focus on youth candidates ratified by the parties and at least one UB student. A UB student's going to be debating with youth candidates ratified by the parties? I don't understand that either. This says the others will provide a platform for the governing Free National Movement, opposition Progressive Liberal Party, and other political parties to be questioned on matters about which Bahamian voters care deeply. The collaboration to facilitate the debate series is being governed by a memorandum of understanding. Quote, it is also our shared belief we must raise and deepen the standard of our dialogue by focusing on the issues important to the citizenry and the nation at large. We will field in-studio and social media questions along with conducting pre-live and post-polling of each debate. This will allow for a broader level of participation and input from those most impacted by an administration's proposed legislative agenda and public policy, said Verizon Media Group General Manager Gershon Major. Verizon Media Group is the parent company of Eyewitness News, okay, which is providing comprehensive broadcast support for the political debate series. For each debate, there will be four scripted questions, followed by a series of audience-generated questions. The scripted questions will be submitted to debaters in advance once participation is confirmed. I don't know that I like that idea either. While UB is providing the physical space as well as a neutral arena due to COVID-19 health regulations, strict protocols on social distancing, sanitization, and temperature checks will be enforced, and the number of in-person attendees will be restricted to 20. Nonetheless, Dr. Curry said UB could not have asked for a better agreement given the university's prominence and important function to Bahamian society. It's important for our callers, observers, listeners, viewers to mark these dates on your calendars. You're going to learn a lot about your own country going forward. Okay. Said UBE President and CEO Dr. Rod. I don't know about that, Dr. Smith. I got love for you too, my brother. I don't know about all that. I don't know that that's going to learn us more about our country. Equally important, you're going to learn a lot about your potential leaders of tomorrow. I don't know about that either. You have to know who you're going to be leading you. Who you're going to be leading you? Who you're going to have leading you, I guess. This is your opportunity to make a decision as to which direction your country is going to go, and you have a part to play just as much as politicians have a part to play. You do as well. You have to vote. You have to be a part of this process. You have to participate in these debates. Notably, EWN, VMG, plans to decentralize coverage to accommodate viewers in the Family Islands by live streaming the event using various focus group sites strategically located across the Bahamas. As we continue to traverse this uncertain and unprecedented environment, we're elated to be part of such an historic moment that's poised to not only raise the level of political discourse in the country, but to truly democratize the process, said Ms. Ava Turnquest, head of digital at EWN VMG and General Election National Debate Series Planning Committee co-chair. We truly believe this is our duty as members of the Fourth Estate. According to event organizers, letters have already been formally sent to all political parties contesting the upcoming general election, with many of the political parties having submitted either verbal or written responses confirming their participation. I gotcha. Okay, so I don't know that that's the best format for the debate. Maybe you would have benefited from a broader participation in your general election planning committee. Some of those things don't sound like good ideas. But Chris Gray is a smart guy. Perhaps he could fine-tune that now that we understand that, well, we knew anyway, the Prime Minister will not be participating in any debate series, which then begs the question, what really is the point? So back to what I was saying before, and I'll get to the F&M here in a moment. People have asked me for years now, why don't y'all have general? Why don't you have leadership debates for general elections, by-elections, et cetera, like that? We've tried, okay? We've tried. Ingram has not been, when Ingram was prime minister, he was not open to having debates, and therefore they never took off. And so the contention then was, well, just have an empty podium with his name there to show he didn't show. And that's then pointless because he's not participating in a debate, and so therefore the leader of the opposing major party will be just answering questions. Do we need to make a show of the other guy not being there just to have someone answer questions? I don't think so. And so we're just not at a point where we're having leadership debates for a general election. And I don't mean to upset you. I don't mean to have your feelings hurt. But I don't know that we emerge any better off or better informed from having the leadership of the current two major political parties debate each other. I don't know that. I don't know what the net gain would be. I'll be honest with you. So that's just my opinion. So I'm really not. And I know you want Juan to fix it for you, but I can't. And it's not something I'm that passionate about pursuing. Watching Minnis and Brave Davis have a debate. I've seen the tenor of their contributions in Parliament frequently enough. And during interviews, not that Davis is not a thoughtful, considered guy. He's just not a speaker who often elicits a great deal of confidence in the grasp and command of these issues, not to say that he doesn't have them. So, for instance, if you watch Brave Davis in Parliament, you'll be like, man, Brave isn't doing great with these contributions. How do you get a Queen's Counsel? If you watch Brave Davis in court, you'll see a totally different person, right? He's brilliant, all right? He's certainly one of the best lawyers in this country, All right? One of the best attorneys in this country. He's brilliant in court. I watched this man in election court. Man, he tore the F&M's lawyers to shreds. I mean, daily. Right? Tore them apart. Right? It wasn't even funny. Tore them apart in the process, won the election court case, then tore them apart when it came consideration for costs. Davis did about 4 days of work, got $100,000 out of the FNM. Was it not more than $100,000? Right? So it wasn't even close. But let's hear the Free National Movement chairman's response. Someone sent a letter to the prime minister inviting him to a debate on youth issues. Prime minister didn't respond. National chairman of the FNM was directly approached on the matter. Chairman submitted a name of the proposed debater to represent the party. Under closer scrutiny of documentation and written proposals submitted by the proposer of the debate, a number of critical defects in the proposed format which election court? Elizabeth. Elizabeth was the election court case. That brave was masterful, to use Desmond Bannister's word. I've never seen anything like it, I'll be honest with you. And I've watched a lot of court cases. So the FNM chairman says, upon closer scrutiny of documentation and written proposals and upon closer scrutiny of documentation and written proposals submitted by the proposers of the debate, a number of critical defects in the proposed format of debates were identified by the FNM campaign committee, who so advised the chairman. Among the defects, firstly, the fact that only one for-profit media house would be involved in producing the event, which was immediately considered to be unfair to the other for-profit media houses. That's a deep concern of the FNM, who's getting for-profit or not. I do think UB would have benefited from having more input from the media about the debate format, because as it stands, it doesn't sound like it's very well formatted to me. Secondly, upon review of the practice both in our Caribbean region and Canada, United Kingdom, it's also been clear that the proposed format of debates was a great departure from the standards set in other jurisdictions, each of which hails from the Westminster system. Okay. A great departure from the standards set in other jurisdictions. Okay, I mean, I don't know that I care what they do in other jurisdictions, but okay, sure. In Jamaica, there's an independent commission, the Jamaica Debates Commission, formed by equal participation of the Media Association of Jamaica, Jamaica Chamber of Commerce. Further, participants in the debate are limited to registered political parties who have obtained either the following, at least one member in the House of Representatives, not less than 5% of the votes in the last election, or not less than 8% approval rating in an independent national poll, by a reputable polling agency approved in advance by the commission. Those are actually pretty good criteria. In Canada, independent government agency, commission sets out criteria for inclusion. Party must have at least one MP elected under the party's banner in the House of Commons at dissolution. Party must run candidates at least 90% of the constituencies. The party must have obtained at least 4% of the vote at the previous election or be considered by the commission on the basis of public opinion polls to have a legitimate chance of electing some of its members to the House of Commons. Okay. It says, further, it's important to note that electoral debates in Jamaica and Canada only occur after parliament has been dissolved and elections have been called. Yeah. All right. Well, you know. You're not going to be involved in the debate. I don't agree with the format of the debate. That's not to say I wouldn't watch it if Minnis and Brave Davis were involved, but I don't know how interesting a concept that would be. So there's not going to be a debate. Or I guess they'll still have it, just the F&M won't be there, which, you know, is pointless. And then every political party can't be involved. It'll just be raucous nonsense. Look at the debates in the United States when they had like 12 people or whatever. You know, it's just, you can't make heads or tails of it. You know, it's nothing that really comes out. I think in lieu of debates, it will fall on the Fourth Estate to ferret out the positions of the parties that are important to leadership in the country. It says, please, please, our great media ruler, please give permission for someone to have a debate. Me, I'm not your great media ruler. Y'all do whatever y'all want. It's your media house. You go have a debate tomorrow. I ain't tripping. Knock yourself out. This says, a lawyer as a politician is always a good flammer, in my opinion. That in my opinion, debates make no sense in this country. We're so politically polarized, it doesn't matter who's making sense or not. All we know is F&M and PLP. Some of us feel that it doesn't matter. The country's going to hell. All they want to know is my party being in power. No, I think debates, if you have people who are well-versed in what they're doing and what they're talking about and can actually command the attention of people and give interesting ideas and perspectives on policy, I think that debates could help you. I don't know that that's what would happen with our two leaders. Now, again, that's, you go have your debate. That's, knock yourself out. Do your thing. I don't know that it sounds, I don't know that the format sounds very well thought out to me, but by all means, go ahead and do it. I'm not going to stop you, clearly. But you won't have the participation of the current administration, which then begs the question, what really is going to come out of it? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Ron, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it going?
All is well. The weekend was great?
Yeah, man. Good stuff.
Man, guess what? I love this talk about debates, you know, but guess what? Minister incoming, Mr. Minister incoming. But why don't Mr. Kalmar debate with Mr. Mitchell?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You know?
That would be very interesting.
No, that's not going to happen.
You know one within yourself. Fred Mitchell would tear him up to pieces. All right? He needs the debate with Mr. Mitchell. But let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. From my recollection that I spoke to someone that in the registry, there are only three registered political parties.
Can be.
Political parties now. Political. Is that true?
I would imagine that that's not true.
Uh-huh.
I would think that the Bahamas Constitution Party is registered.
They're registered?
I'm not sure about that. I would think.
Boy, Vaughn, because the person that I speak to, they have a position in the registry, and they told me that there are only three registered. Registered now. I want people to understand registered political party. So I asked her, what you mean by that? She said, the F&M with the torch, the PLP with the crab, and the DNA with the lighthouse. So I am trying to figure out the rest of these parties. I don't call them political parties. Are they registered?
Yeah, you make a good point.
All right, because, hey, I could be honest with you. The person who tell me this, boy, I could care that I went to the bank. All right? So a lot of these people who talk about political parties, a lot of them are not political parties. They are parties.
Yeah, they're just kind of groups.
Guess one thing you're there. But, hey, I know one thing. I say this to you before I leave. Mr. Davis wouldn't have no problem debating. But you know something? If the Bahamian people in this country with common sense waiting for Mr. Minister to debate, you all will be waiting till the cow come back over the moon. Because the simple fact is Mr. Minister don't even have the respect for the media, for the state. He tells Travis, stick to the script, Travis. I'm going home to make some boiled fish, people.
Yeah.
His bodyguards push. I watched a clip where one of his aides push the reporter microphone of their face. You think that man can sit down or stand up and debate for an hour or so? Never.
No.
He got too much to hide.
Yeah.
Have a good day, my brother.
No problem. I believe the Prime Minister made that bodyguard apologize for that as well, for doing that. He wasn't aware that they did that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. All right. 323-6232 325-4316 and 325-4259. This says, hi, a debate between Brave and Dr. Minnis can pull in millions globally. If we allow Mike Tyson to promote and chair it, also add a one-round boxing match between the two. It says, ah, yes, it was the great debate by Wendell Jones. Dr. Sands did not participate. It cost him the election. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hey, Juan. Listen, with reference to this debate issue, I have some points and some clairvoyance on this, right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Minnis don't want a debate. But I'm going to tell you, I'll give you several reasons why he don't want a debate. One. Okay, he campaigned that the country was facing dire problems. And as soon as they get elected, they go and take a 12-week vacation. And that's what they call it, a vacation. Two, okay, resignation of numerous cabinet ministers. That should, to me, in my view, and courses I did in leadership, that tells me that there's a leadership gap there. There's a leadership deficit. Three, the Oban debacle. Okay, and that you don't need, there's no explanation for that. Okay, the incentives to investors. An investor could have come in here on the, I don't know if the plot was still in, that law is still in place, but they could come in, and a foreigner could come in here with a group of people, and they get 14 days to vet these people, the immigration department. Now, as you know, in government, and I used to work in government, absolutely no government, there's no turnaround time in the 14 days. So that to me was a red herring, because what that signaled to me was that the minister knew that there is no way that government can turn around documents with Interpol and all that in 14 days. So what he did was they put that in there, that caveat in there, because they know that the immigration department couldn't come up to standard. And the other one is that his arrogance in dealing with the media.
Okay. Well, okay, gotcha.
The arrogance in dealing with the media. He abhors the media. Okay? That stands on its own, and that's apparently one of the reasons they don't want to debate right now. And two, the Hurricane Dorian and post recovery, nothing. I mean, nothing has been done. Almost nothing. Okay, and we have to use the debate format. In other words, as I think, one is to vet politicians so that we don't make the same mistake that we made. And it's good that these guys, that Mr. Davis accepted the challenge, and I am sure they have to include Ms. Komolafi, because we need to get a well-rounded perspective before we go to that voting booth and pull the lever for anybody and stop acting on emotion, okay? And then you can go even further back. One, you can go to the BEC board firing. There was supposed to be an investigation. What happened to that? What happened to the investigation on the fires that were at BEC or at BPL?
Yep.
The EIA report that went missing.
Nothing happened. But I got to move on here. We got to take a break, and we'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned.
If you love brunch, but it's already time for lunch, Burger King's Farmhouse King has you covered with a burger that's big and tasty. The Farmhouse King features a half pound of flame-grilled beef, a fried egg, bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, and our creamy signature sauce, all on BK's signature toasted sesame seed bun. Complete your meal and make it a combo with fries or onion rings and an ice-cold Pepsi. Fill up for lunch with the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Everyone should experience a brand new car, but not everyone can afford one. Until now, Bahamas Bus and Truck has the answer. The stylish, spacious, feature-rich, yet affordable Mitsubishi Attrage. Priced at $21,900, including a 3-year warranty, why not come and experience the value that Mitsubishi has built into the Attrage today? Bahamas Bus and Truck, the country's only authorized Mitsubishi dealer. Telephone 322-1722. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So great to have you with us. We were talking about the debate. I just learned about this, so but I just read for you the debate format. I think that needs work, but, you know, it's not my debate, so you guys go do your thing. Best of luck to you. I probably won't be tuning in if we don't have representation from the administration there, but I'll maybe catch the highlights if anything of particular interest happened from that end. All right. And even if you had the deputy leaders debating, if you had the chairman debating, if you don't have the leadership debating, I don't know ultimately that it's worth it. And I don't know that I'm gonna gain any new perspective from a debate with Brave Davis and Hubert Bennis. But that's just me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Hey, how's it going?
The country, I think we are in a bad place.
Uh-huh.
When the CEO of this country refused to answer questions from the press. When the CEO refuses to, just basic extemporaneous question about his purview as prime minister.
Uh-huh.
Where he taking this country? Where he been? As minister of health, like he just cannot do it. He cannot do it. And you we voted a man in who ain't talked to us because Christie built the bridge, and are we in a bad place? Like he says, he debates every weekend host of assembly. We watch him read statements. Read what somebody typed for him to read, except he reads it verbatim. Like, how we get to, we need to pick somebody who we know, like, is like LBT. I like how aspects went from, you know, for any answer any question. At any talk show, I like a smart. In my life right now, I like smart people. I don't like dumbbells trying to play. You can put them 50 titles. You're dumb, and you can lead us in a bad place. As a country, we need smart leaders right now. We need smart people who will be CEOs. Let's look at if Tim Cook was smart, right? Apple would have been a failure right now. But by Tim Cook, a CEO, like last night, he says he will invest $500 million in the States, $500 billion. Because he is a CEO and he's smart. So he made Apple better than what Steve Jobs could have did it. So we need to find smart people to lead us. How are we going to find smart people, Juan? How? Unless they talk to us, they answer, are they against corporate punishment? Are they against abortion? We need to know where they come from, what they believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do we find out about them?
Well, you can do debates, but also you can do interviews. I'd be more than a debate, I'd be interested in seeing the prime minister actually hold a press conference where the press would be allowed to ask exhaustive questions, even if a lot of them may not be sensible questions. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Nope. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not so bad. And I really enjoy listening to your shows and stuff, but I'm going to tell you, Mr. McCartney, I today feel like a complete failure as a Bahamian. I feel like the Bahamian nation have failed, period, totally, because of the leadership that we have in this country and because they're continuously dictating to us, their boss. We are their boss. They continue to dictate us. They continue to give us what we're not asking for, you know, and they're not really putting the country on the foot that I think it should be on. I feel like a complete failure, you know. But, you know, I'm constantly praying. I'm constantly praying for my country, for this nation, because, you know, when we are saying to the leaders that we put in place every day, this is what we want, this is what we expect, and they're giving us the complete opposite. When they're telling foreigners in our land that if you say you're a Bahamian, we could give you land. When they are coming to us saying that, you know, they want to give land to a particular type of business-minded people and set them up and things like that. I mean, when you were doing things like the Oban deal and all of these, I just feel like we have failed, Mr. McCartney. We have failed as Bahamians because of who our leaders are in this country. And I think it is time for Bahamians to stand up, man. Stand up and say, listen, this is what we want. This is what we expect. And we need to push and fight for that, man. We need to push and fight for that. I am hurting inside today because of what we are getting and what we are constantly getting and what these people are pushing down in our throat and everything. But, Mr. McCartney, keep up the good work. Continue to push, man. Continue to fight. Greatest respect to you, you know, for the journalist that you are. Blessings, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you. You know what I like that he said? I like that he said we, right? Because we often have this sentiment like someone other than the Bahamian people would be responsible for who holds elected office in this country. So you're right. It's us, right? It's us. This idea that you don't know that Dr. Minnis does not speak well off the top of his head, often says confusing, rambling, strange things because he's nervous often in front of cameras. The idea that somehow a debate in public is going to reveal something different, I think, is disingenuous. The sentiment is disingenuous. Should they have public debates? Sure. But that's going to be something that reveals something to you different about the prime minister that has taken place over the last 5+ years, or about the leader of the opposition, I think is pretty disingenuous. But if you want specific policy notions, then you feel a public debate could elicit those, and you have a clearer understanding of specific policy decisions, why things were done, why things weren't done, what things would be done, what the priorities are, then for that, public debates can be useful, sure. But it's not the only tool. We got to go to a break, and we'll be back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Hurricane season runs until November 30th. The Insurance Commission of the Bahamas encourages homeowners to be prepared. Review your insurance coverage today. Check your policy limit. Is it enough to rebuild your home? Have you accounted for everything you own and how much it's worth? Do you know the percentage of the hurricane or storm deductible in your policy? What disasters does your policy cover? For more information on how to prepare for hurricane season, visit www.icb.gov.bs.
There's only one way to have a better morning.
How?
Start your mornings the best way with our 2 for $6 breakfast sandwiches at Wendy's. For a limited time, choose any two of your favorite breakfast sandwiches, including the fresh Kraken Sack Muffin, honey buttermilk chicken biscuit, double sausage muffin, or the sausage egg and cheese biscuit. Wash it all down with our cold brew shake or coffee. Better mornings always start at Wendy's. Wendy's, different inside and out. Excludes airport locations.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get the ASAP so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Have an outstanding real property tax bill? Take advantage of our real property tax forgiveness program. Bring your account to zero and receive a 50% discount on your outstanding tax and surcharge past 180 days. Or get a payment plan. Make a 25% deposit on your outstanding tax, receive a 100% waiver on the surcharge, and pay the difference within 36 months, interest-free. Contact the Department of Inland Revenue at 225-5778 or email us at rptforgive@bahamas.gov.bs. Offer ends May 31st.
At Bahamas Bus and Truck Company Limited, we provide vehicles known for quality and durability. From the iconic Jeep Wrangler to the award-winning Grand Cherokee, we've got your everyday driver covered. For larger tasks, our Ram 1500, Mitsubishi Fuso Canter Trucks, CMC Verica Vans, and Fuso Rosa Jitneys do way more than just deliver. We even carry a wide variety of pre-owned vehicles. To keep you going, our parts, service department, and body shop can accommodate our brands and others. Call us today at 322-1722 or email info@bahamasbus.com.
Are you tired of that boring 9-to-5? Do you need a new and exciting career? Visit the Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute, where your passion can become your profession. Let us introduce you to a career in information technology, cosmetology, construction, office administration, auto mechanics, electronics, and more. Say goodbye to that 9-to-5 and hello to the possibilities. Call us today at 502-6338. Apply by November 16, 2020.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Revolution. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you. We were talking before about the debate, the national debate. And, you know, again, to some people, that's a very important part of what they view to be the democratic process. And that's perfectly fine. To me, I have perhaps been at this for so long and seen so much of it that I don't know that that's where I would start with saying we would have a better democracy if we had public leadership debates. It would be nice. But again, I'm still waiting for the quarterly press conferences that the Prime Minister said he would hold. That he has yet to hold one, right? So we could start with actually giving interviews to the press. The Prime Minister very infrequently does so. He will speak to the media if the media is invited along to cover him at a particular event. He believes perhaps that that is an effective level of communication with the media. He's been become very comfortable with national addresses. The few press conferences he has participated in since the pandemic began, he gives very short answers that sometimes are not germane to the topic at hand. So we first need to start with him actually granting interviews and having a better relationship with the media. I wouldn't say he hates the media, I do believe he thinks the Guardian's like against him for some reason based on his own paranoia. But all we are doing is holding power accountable. Okay. So we were discussing in our work group the other day the fact that the Minister of Works, unless we are invited, unless all the press is invited to cover an event where the Minister of Works is, he will not invite The Guardian. And by extension, he will not invite our news because our reporters provide the content for our news. And there was talk that we must be on some sort of blacklist by the Minister of Works. We had year before last, we had one of our reporters call the Minister of Works, and he said he doesn't speak to the Guardian because we're a political organization. All right? That's from a cabinet minister. That's the way he perceives a media organization as siding with anyone's politics. I think you know my politics, which is I don't subscribe to the views of any particular political party. I have none. All right, some of you can't believe that because your life can't operate that way. Mine can, right? So we're not a political organization, and we're not your enemy. We don't dislike you on a personal level, although there are things that you have done that I won't speak about on air that have intentionally tried to harm this organization. But all we are doing is attempting to hold those in power in elected office in our country to account. That you cannot accept that is up to you. All right? It says, well, one of your owners has endorsed Davis. I don't know that he's endorsed Davis. You're speaking about Anthony Ferguson. I know he's been accompanying Davis on, I know he accompanied Davis in the United States with that think tank, and he has endorsed the PLP's economic plan. But last I checked, he is a private citizen. All right. He has certainly ownership in this company. I have been at this company for 13 years, and there has been no day that I have worked at this company that the publisher, of which he used to be the publisher, and now Manuel Alexiou is the publisher, that the publisher or any owner of this company has called, messaged, hinted that we should have a particular view when covering a story. No day. All right? Not one. So he's entitled to go with Davis wherever he wants in terms of our work. It is not influenced by political considerations. All right, is the media perfect? No. Is this company perfect? By all means, no. Nothing's perfect. But we do the work with the very best of intentions. And that is to inform the Bahamian people and to hold those in power to account. Now, I wanted to talk about something else, although I don't mind continuing reading your text about the debate. So over the weekend, we surpassed 10,000 COVID cases. Now, y'all told me on Thursday that I'm tripping because I'm saying there should be some increase in restrictions in some social areas in order to curb COVID-19. What y'all tell me? Leave the people over the hill alone. That, no problem. I can leave y'all alone. All right? I can leave y'all alone. So I'm not going to comment on us being in a dangerous place with COVID-19. Let who ga live, eh? Right? Leave y'all alone. Who ga dad gan dad? When the beds fill up with COVID-19 and you come screaming, crying help, McCartney, why you saying nothing? Remember, y'all tell me I take my medication, don't do no restrictions, leave it all alone. So leave it all alone. The school's closing, right? St. Anne's closed now. They had several students with COVID-19, they said. You had five different government schools had COVID-19. I don't know if they had I don't know that they got it from the school. I don't think they did. You have a couple other schools closed, like, was it Windsor or was it the other one? You had some Catholic schools closed, okay. You having big party over the weekend and all that. I ain't gonna do nothing, right? When the hospital full up and ambulance can't come over the hill, don't call my name. Y'all say leave it all alone. So leave it alone. All right? You deal with it when the rubber hit the road, since I tripping. But I will say that I find very curious this development over the weekend with these cases from the Ministry of Health. All right? So we surpassed 10,000 COVID cases. Why? On Friday, between Friday and Saturday, we got 189 new cases. 74 on Friday and 115 on Saturday. I have questions. All right? So we're now at 10,165 cases, right? No problem. That ain't gonna stop no show. Who could dad could dad, right? And who could live. Natural selection will just kick in at a certain point. It says, of the 115 cases reported on Saturday, this is by Travis Cartwright Carroll, assistant news editor at the Nassau Guardian. Of the 115 cases reported on Saturday, 29 were newly confirmed cases, and 86 were listed as cases not previously reported. All right, so let's examine this. 115 cases reported, 29 newly confirmed cases, 86 were listed as cases not previously reported. Now, when new stuff happens, I like to take note. So this is something new now, okay? These are not previously reported cases. So now we listing day and date with newly reported cases, cases not previously reported. Now, when they first did this, they just put out a thing and said, cases not previously reported. And then they put a little double asterisk and go, oh, these are cases that we found due to the cleansing of our database. And they're just finding cases now, right? And they say nothing, right? Cases not previously reported. That's it. Oh, okay, player. Oh. Oh, okay then. Y'all just find 89 COVID cases. I see. Right? And then no thing. Yeah, you see when people start getting dead or like, yeah, it's 89 over there, but man, no, yeah. Cause I remember when it was one, y'all shut the whole country down. And now 89 is like, yeah, oh, mother sick. See? 89, y'all. Just throw them out. And they didn't give any explanation other than that. Oh yeah, we just find them from the database. What? What? Where did you find 89 cases? Who had them? Was it in a file somewhere and you just didn't notice? And you went back to it and you go, well, judgment, I see this one. This from back here. So anyway, we told them, we said, look, you can't just do that. You can't just, oh, yeah, previously. No. This requires an explanation. Right? So we, after getting back to that, after repeatedly asking in the Bahamas Information Services Group, they sent back health officials' explanation. They said, the ministry says, all right, no, sorry. This is what they said first. Due to continuous data cleansing of the COVID-19 database and collaborations with reporting laboratories, 86 additional confirmed COVID-19 cases were added to the total number of cases. 32 cases on New Providence and 54 in Grand Bahama. All right? So they just left that there. And we go, no, man, we need to know why. And so hours later, they came back and they said that 32 cases on New Providence were originally tested between January and mid-April 2021. and 54 cases on Grand Bahama, let me go to the thing here, were originally tested between September and December 2020. Now, how does that work? You found 32 cases on New Providence tested between January and mid-April, mid-April being last week, that somehow were not reported. Now, what does that mean? But let's go back. Firstly, who didn't report them? Because the fine for not reporting them is $20,000. So you're telling me, the Prime Minister said he reminded laboratories that they had a duty to report, so you're telling me that the laboratories go, oh, thanks for reminding us, by the way, here's cases from January up to last week that we didn't report. Were these laboratories, or were they did the Ministry of Health have these cases? Who had the cases? Did these laboratories self-snitch on themselves? Okay. And therefore, did you find them? The second thing is, if you didn't know there were 86 cases that were out there, how did you track them? Did they test positive and they did not know and you knew, or you knew and they knew, but the Ministry of Health did not know, to make sure that they quarantined, to contact trace them? That's on New Providence. So you can see how some kind of spread could be possible if you didn't track them. On Grand Bahama, you say from September to December, 54 cases you found. From September to December. So over 4 months, the cases were out there on Grand Bahama. Did you track them? Were they quarantined? Did you contact trace? Were these people just allowed back out into the community? It says, but Juan, you're the same people who had an issue when people were saying there needs to be a lockdown a couple of weeks ago. How else would the numbers be controlled if you don't stop movement? I drove past Arawaki and the beaches last week, and it was like a public holiday with junk canoe practice. You think limiting numbers at weddings is going to be what stops all those persons from spreading in the next few weeks? It could help, and you never heard me call for no lockdown. I do have a problem with lockdowns. Okay, they're too harsh a measure, particularly at this point. I call for curbing some social activity that would not outsizedly impact the broader economy and would not close any businesses. That's what I call for. So no, I don't believe in a lockdown, but I do believe you can have measures that can control the spread of COVID-19. One of the things you could do is enforce the basic protocols that are out there. How do you have a big party that I get videos of Saturday and Sunday, right? I saw there was a beach event they had where a young lady looked like she was borderline sexually assaulted, but, you know, I don't know what the kids call good fun these days. But how does that event happen if we're in the middle of an emergency? Last I checked, there's a state of emergency in effect until the 23rd of May. So no, I don't think there should be a lockdown, but yes, you can have certain protocols for a few weeks, for 30 days, I suggested, that could, I believe, help curb the spread, given the fact that we have not been contact tracing, I use we euphemistically, the Ministry of Health has not been contact tracing at the level it should have been as we saw cases rise. All right, so no, I don't support your lockdown. So we've now just discovered there were 86 additional confirmed COVID cases on New Providence from January to mid-April that we did not know about. I really would like some more information about that one. I really want to understand how these, did you just get in contact with these people? Did any of them die? Were they hospitalized? Were they allowed to leave the country? I don't get it. Or travel to family islands without testing? How did you figure this out? Anyway, I guess you would have to have the health visa to travel. So why? Because you perceive that one of your bosses is above reproach. The public should accept that perception. Government regulations impact media house owners. Your assessment of one of your bosses' frequent presence with Mrs. Davis could be perceived as purposely disingenuous. Do better. Me do better? You crack, are you smoking? Are you smoking crack? Me do better? I should control the movements of a private citizen. I must do better? Is it strawberry crack you're smoking? What's the flavor? Is it vanilla? The crack you're smoking? We do journalism here. I don't monitor who has conversations with Philip Brave Davis. If you can find a problem with our reporting, and I challenge you to do so, then I would be more than happy to examine that. It says, Juan, the ball has been dropped big time. I say, fire them all. Well, I used to be on a fire everybody tip too, you know, but then you got to think about it. If you fire them, who can do their job? A couple of people probably should, anyway. It says, good afternoon, Juan. I think anyone that doesn't participate in the debate should not be taken seriously when it's time to go to the polls. Yeah, that's one perception. Good afternoon, Juan. We haven't seen anything yet. Wait until vaccinated people can travel without negative tests. These numbers will go up even more. It says, Juan, John Pinder is campaigning. He's a big-time civil servant. Why is he not suspended or fired? The hypocrisy from the FNM is unbelievable. He's in leadership. Yes, I saw those pictures of John Pinder. It says, it means that many people wanted on the test, never got the results, made other people sick or died. The minister should be fired, but Minnis likes him. Sad. I got a question. What else you don't know if you just pop up with 86 tests? Like, what else did we not learn? All right, where else has there been deficiencies? This one yesterday, I saw almost 100 cars on the highway at a church. Me? No, don't snitch these people out to me. Y'all tell me everything cool. Let the COVID spread, right? Let the hospital fill up. When something happened in the middle of the night, I hope some of your family member could take you to the emergency room. We had a COVID live in full effect. When the hookah lounge was full of people on Friday night. I mean, this drills down to a couple of things, right? So again, we want to make sure that we ourselves are following the protocols, but there's going to be people who won't follow the protocols, and therefore that is what the COVID ambassadors are for. That's what the police are for, right? To make sure people are following the protocols. So let's get some enforcement. We want people to follow. For those who won't follow, we want some enforcement. If you start finding these businesses that do it and finding the people there, you'll have better enforcement, okay? So we have to understand that if we don't follow the protocols and enforce, then the COVID numbers will rise. Now that y'all don't care, that's one thing, but cause and effect, all right? The second thing I would suggest is to lead by example. So we have, yet again, over the weekend, political campaigning, right? The PLP's here, the Prime Minister in Grand Bahama. What are you going to these people's houses for? What are you going to discuss with them? Again, I go back to this concept of a state of emergency, right? Y'all cuss me blue when I say I don't see that there's a state of emergency. Because in an emergency, in a disease that I will admit can be very dangerous, why are you going to people's house? Oh, I'm sorry, we have calls. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. How's it going?
Man, I'm trying to figure out if they could just go ahead and sprinkle 86 cases whenever they feel like to scare us, because that's how that seems. If because how do they explain missing data or it just popping up out of nowhere without any? Because if they're doing contact tracing and all these other extra stuff, that means none of that is working. If you can't even keep track of this planned pandemic,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
I don't understand. Yeah,
that is crazy. That only shows me now that the numbers are at will and at whim at that whatever they suggested it. Because that's crazy. You can't come and say, okay, 86. That's almost 100 people.
Yep.
Almost 100 people.
Yep.
So, in essence, they could say and tell us what it is, and we'll have to take it, because there's no basis of the whole thing.
That requires,
you know,
an in-depth explanation.
Yeah, there is no basis. And another thing is, I hear they're talking about this debate. I've not heard nobody mention Lincoln Bain, and I'd like to hear him on the debate too, because, you know, he's bringing a lot of stuff out there we'd like to know and we'd like to see and be explained and talked to and for us to make our minds up, because this FNM and PLP, they ain't it. And they ain't been it for years. So I feel like we should give everybody a fair chance and really put the hard questions instead of just just doing the regular knock on the door, give me a T-shirt and I vote. Because that way of voting ain't cutting it no more.
I understand, but you also have the opportunity to question them when they come to your house.
I do, and trust me, they ain't up. They have no
they don't
no
know what's
plan.
Going on. Right?
No plan. The FNM and the PLP has no plan.
All right.
You know what I mean? At least with the guys from Lincoln, they're making a little bit of sense, and they have a plan. But you can't say it's more. All I heard so far from the PLP is more jobs.
Right.
That is not a plan.
Now,
that is not a plan. You know what I mean? And the hard questions they can't answer, like the VAT money is number one. All the money they collect from customs is number two. You know what I mean? If we trade so much yearly, why are we even borrowing money? Like, none of these parties out there could answer me that. It's like they dumbfounded when they come to my doorstep.
The parties can't tell you where the VAT money gone?
Trust me, the FNM and the PLP and the DNA.
You asked them where the VAT money was spent or how the VAT money was allocated, and they couldn't answer you.
I don't know who campaigned in your area, but so far in my area, in Carmichael, nobody, none the FNM or the PLP or the DNA can answer me any simple questions I ask.
Okay. I don't know who they send to you, but that's quite sad. I can explain that to you.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, well, we all know where it's gone, you know, but, you know, they can't give a good explanation, and even if they do, they don't have a real plan forward on where we go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They don't have a plan forward. And if they think we just could just be like, okay, well, let's get them a bunch of jobs and then that go work, that thing ain't gonna work. We need ownership, we need accountability, and we need people making sense. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Now, your definition of sense and my definition of sense may be two vastly different things, because I don't know that I hear a ton of sense from the people you say are making sense to you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Nope. Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yo, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing?
Hey, well, my brother. Good to hear from you.
Same here. And good afternoon to the nation. I was forced to call in listening to that last caller, making the false statements that he's making. As a matter of fact, I understand, and I don't like to get it. People accuse me of making political statements. This one is a political statement, especially for the last caller. I understand why you are following that party that you are following based on the level of foolish statements that was made just now. You, Juan, were just talking about or straightening out a prior caller or a prior texter who was saying that one of your bosses endorses the leader, and you straighten him out by saying No. To your knowledge, he endorses the PLP's plan.
Right.
Correct? And here it is, you have this caller calling in on the heels of that, making a foolish statement, an outright lie of a statement. Listen here, all persons in the country, one of the brightest financial minds, one of the brightest business men, one of the brightest economists in our country is Mr. Anthony Ferguson, okay? A proven wizard in the financial, economics, and business industry in this country, and highly regarded globally, not just locally, but globally, has said himself with his own mouth while he sat on the show of another bright mind in the country, another bright economist in the country, someone who is experienced in the cabinet, being Shabago Lang. While he sat on Shabago Lang's show, he stated he has examined all of the plans in existence. And the plan that most impresses him, the plan that he knows within his understanding of business economics and finance that can get the job done, that can bring the level of growth that this country needs, being between 5 to 7% of growth in GDP every year, that can provide the level of employment that this country needs, that can provide the level of housing that this country needs, that can provide the opportunities in agriculture and the orange, green economies that this country needs, is the very plan of the Progressive Liberal Party, put together by its leader, the Honorable Philip Ray Davis, and his deputy leader, who is also another bright economic mind, a bright financial mind, and one of the brightest businessmen in the country, being I. Chester Cooper, and our platform committee. That plan is the plan that will lead the way for this country to be restored after 4 years of nonsense, mismanagement, non-transparency, non-accountability, and being taken advantage of by the very government who was voted in, being this incompetent, lousy, failed Prime Minister, minister-led FNM government. Anthony Ferguson certifies that he believes in the Progressive Liberal Party's plan, and he went as far as Washington to help to sell that plan and to further galvanize support for that plan by economic advisors and economic and business leaders in Washington throughout the United States, who has their hands and their finger pulses on what is happening globally. And so, caller, if you're going to call in, please make some sense, okay? Because the next prime minister in this country already has a plan that is going to revolutionize this country and take us back on the path to where we haven't been in decades, which is real level of growth. Somewhere anywhere between 5 to 7% is what I'm estimating. Where we go from there, time will tell. Thank you for the opportunity, Juan.
All right, my brother. Appreciate you. All right. Now, I ain't hear all that. I listened to the show with Ferguson and Lang. Well, first, let me establish something. Anthony Ferguson, don't check in with me. You understand? So, who he hang out with and associate himself with is his business, and don't come before me. That's A. B, he does not work in the newsroom. He has never instructed us to take any particular point of view. From a reporting standpoint, he hires professionals. I know you hear us slapping up on the radio. I'm a professional journalist, all right? He hires professionals to run his companies, all right? And we run the newsroom in a professional, non-biased manner that we don't lotion your people. Only irks you because you want a particular point of view taken. And we deal with things with sense. Anton had a whole show, they tell me, with Jones. A whole show. The entire show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Not bad. I'm glad you made that point, Juan, because you know exactly where he was going. The truth of the matter is our country, I'm hoping that people would start speaking positive about our country, because for what I've been hearing the last couple of callers, well, before Anton gone on, was talking about the situation of our country. Now, if I was an investor or I was somebody really interested in the Bahamas, I would think not to come here because of what I've just been hearing on the radio.
Okay.
I think we're bashing too much and we're not looking at some of the good points, Juan, and I want to say that. Because, number one, Juan, I would ask you this. If you were running your household and you bought a house, you have 5 years in the house, you have the mortgage to pay for your house, and all of a sudden, a storm hit your house and destroy your house, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to take you a little more time to deal with some of the situations you got to deal with, because now you have to spend some money trying to get your house repaired, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a disease or something, and when I'm speaking in general, please don't understand, I'm not speaking of you, so I can take that off you. Okay. If a disease or some kind of sickness hit a household, that also delays the time. I'm saying that, one, because this country has seen that a hurricane destroyed the country and destroyed part of the country, and then COVID-19 came. My goodness, the government was concentrating on trying to keep people alive, to survive, and also trying to revive the people. We're not trying to get the economy right, Anton. We can't get the economy right in this situation. This isn't a situation called to get the economy right. What this situation called is to make sure you survive. And I'll tell you one thing for sure. If I were to put my money on Brave Davis and Dr. Menace, I'd have to put my money on Dr. Menace, because one thing I could say that Dr. Menace can do well, under a lot of criticism and backlash, he has stand bold and still trying to do well by the country. That's all I want to say, Juan. I can listen, I hang up and hear what you have to say.
Okay. Boy, y'all. Lord have mercy. Boy, y'all strong in y'all politics, boy. I can't. I don't know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan McCarthy.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Hello.
You know, one of my friends died from after taking the shot.
Your friend died after taking the shot?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you sure it was the shot?
he got the COVID-19 shot and he died.
That mean, so you saying the shot kill him?
Well, something had to kill him. I mean, he might have been sick, but do we really know exactly what's going on with this shot?
You need to report that to the Ministry of Health, because they said nobody's been hospitalized or died that they know about.
Man, tell him something. One, good Christian-oriented fella like me don't drink, don't gamble, don't keep late hours with sweetheart and all that.
Oh, boy.
All right?
I won't be like you.
I didn't want to use that word, that choice word, but, you know.
Right. But, all right, well, no, but in all seriousness, if you do have the information, you need to report it.
I just saw the fella yesterday.
Yeah, well,
he been in the house for 1 week, couldn't move or do nothing. And I just saw him yesterday, and when they tell me he passed away, I said, but you're joking, but you're lying to me.
So he died after taking the shot. How old is he?
He was 70.
70. Okay. All right.
Yeah, but hey, buddy, if you ain't sick, you ain't needed. The same way you tell me with your children, them catching the flu shot, and they get sick.
Right.
But don't take nothing if you don't need to take it. Be safe, all right?
Okay.
This your JD brother.
Okay. Okay. I thought you didn't drink, my brother. You know, those deals keep sweet on neither, right?
No, right. No.
Take your time, buddy. All right. Let's go to a break. Now, you need to report it if you know someone who died. Report that to the Ministry of Health, please. Let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll deal with some other stuff.
Bronze Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. We were talking about debates, and then we were talking about the missing COVID numbers, which y'all are starting to scare me now. But and then we were talking about the fact that we surpassed 10,000. Let's take these last... We got a couple of calls. Let's take these last calls real quick, and then we'll deal with our text messages. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Hey, Juan, I just want to use the same situation the last caller, the second to last caller used with in terms of the house, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, if you have a house over 30 years and you have not done anything to that house and you have two thieves or two, let's call them burglars, that keep coming in the house and breaking in and pillaging you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure after you've recognized these two persons, you would not let them in that same house because you're trying to protect yourself. And that's how I feel with both the FNM and the PLP. They had years and years and years to do what they say they was going to do. They do a little bit, and then they leave it. And when it's election time, they come again and they give us a sweet talk. Now, I don't know, Antoine, or personally, or the other caller. But now is a different time. It's a time for change.
Okay, I got you. That's the second time you called, but I appreciate it, but we can't keep going over and over the same thing. Let's deal with the text messages. Juan, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. We're reporting over 10,000 cases, but how much of those are reinfections and our beloved tourists? Numbers are good, but concise numbers are better. Anton sounds well-rested. It says, I'm more afraid of Brave Davis than COVID. I wish I had a vaccine against PLP callers like Anton. You're more afraid of Brave Davis than COVID, Jesus. This is one I told you to give Anton 8 weeks. This says, how can one individual make you feel like a failure? Whoever feels like that has self-confidence issues. It says, it's easy for that caller to just say he supports Lincoln, but to say he asks all the opposition parties where the VAT money gone is question. That is at best conjecture. We know it goes to the Consolidated Fund and then allocated according to the government and budget spending. Yeah, I mean, look. Anyway, it's very simple to explain where the VAT money has gone in terms of looking at the budget and saying VAT is X amount of money, and this amount of money is pumped into the budget, and this amount of money is borrowed, et cetera, like this. And I know. We sometimes do things in this country in a haphazard way that makes you think we're running a tuck shop, right? Or not even with the precision that some people run their tuck shop, right? Or a 30-day, because we just pop up fine cases of reportable diseases. But there is a structure to how government funds are spent. Now, you can manipulate that system if you really feel like getting froggy, but it's disingenuous to believe that people can just do with the VAT money whatever the hell they want, PLP or FNM. It says, one, Anton has an axe to grind. He's totally biased. Anton, bias? Whatever makes you believe that. So. Says, blessings disappointed. Yeah, but failure on our part. No, one man, I hear the talk daily. The Bahamians need to stand up and do more questions, do more of what? And Bahamians march and protest. Some folks say that ain't enough. What's left to do? But to have civil unrest, we definitely don't want to go down that road. And Juan, the FNM's chairman's statement is just an excuse not to participate in the debate. Such a suck spirit attitude that is. It says, these are many, many calls about Anton. It says, hey Juan, where that caller come from, but he ain't seen no plans. Please tell me he ain't see the PLP economic plans. Says, good day, sir. Where do we go from here as a country? Sir, I'm proud FNM, but sir, I feel like I wasted my vote. Minutes is a letdown. To me, as an FNM, I cry shame on my FNM party. Yeah, see, y'all ain't going. Y'all try to drag me into some stuff for these text messages. It shall not be me, dude. Don't drag me into all this stuff. I don't want all y'all little social media tips and stuff. I'm not interested. I got things going on. This says, I'm listening to your show and I feel that more details could be produced on how much of the VAT money went to pay on the national debt specifically. Agreed. I would say I'm not clear and I would like to be clear. Agreed. There could be more detail. Don't get me wrong. There could be more specific detail. I had argued that in order for full transparency, particularly during the Christie administration when we first implemented VAT, there was nothing technically impossible about implementing a separate fund within the consolidated fund to earmark VAT money specifically so that you could just have that transparency. Juan, cases will continue to increase because parties and gatherings have ratcheted up in a big way. It says, our politicians love the media holding government's feet to the fire when they're not the government, but it hits them different when they're the ones being critiqued. Hypocrites. Yeah, that's it. They love you when they're in opposition, they love you. Come to everything. Come talk to us about everything. We want to share our opinions on everything. We want all the media attention. And then when you get in government, you really only want coverage of the positive things that are happening. It says, good afternoon. Yes, this is all weird. And how many of those deaths were already hospitalized or were critical? Minister behavior as prime minister is just what those 7 MPs put in that letter and warned us about his character. Juan, this country suffers from lack of accountable leadership. Good day, Juan. The FNMs are afraid to debate against the PLP because of their weak performance this term and because they do not have any plans to make things better next term. Additionally, the PLP should also be concerned about debating for the same reasons. The PLP's last term as governing party and opposition were terrible as well. Both parties need viable immigration, social, and economic development plans for the future despite COVID-19 and hurricanes. Yeah, I agree. It says, I'd rather an organization like Toastmasters facilitate a national debate as media company owners and personalities also seek to further their own agendas. As I saw you walking around the mall on Friday, looking slim. Keep up the good work, LOL. And you don't say hi. You come say hi. Don't, like, get all up in my face with the COVID, but you can say what's up. It says, Juan, you say you don't want all the parties in the debate? I thought you said you like mix-up things like Kung Salad. Yeah, that's all I could be is mix-up. I'll take my chances with Barry. Barracuda. And you know what's so crazy about Barracuda? It tastes so good. It says, is the FNM looking for excuses to not debate? Probably. Menes cannot handle the debate due to his lack of ability. He's afraid. This is Anton. Oh, Lord Jesus. It says, hi, a debate between Brave and Dr. Menes could pull in millions. I saw that. All right. This says, hi, was the caller friend a Trump fan? Oh, the one he says died? Juan, has anyone asked for the stats on the number of persons who have COVID, who have taken the first dose of the Covaxin vaccine? The number of stats of persons who have COVID, who've taken the first dose, that's actually not a bad idea to have that information. Juan, that caller with the house analogy caused me most throw this whole TV out the window. Is he saying that because of COVID and Dorian, the simple promises made to the people for legislative changes like term limits, election dates, stuff they as politicians are really only there to do, couldn't be done? People ain't stupid, man. If they're incompetent, then they are. COVID and Dorian just exposed that. It really is that simple. This says, why is it seemingly necessary that when we disagree with another that we have to get belligerent and nasty with the person stating his or her opinion? It appears that we cannot agree to be disagreeable with respect and class. Our maturity level is to come full circle if we desire to engage as we nation build properly. Agreed. I certainly hope that I have not come across as being bitter and freaking out. That's you know. This says, the leaders of major parties should elevate themselves, Juan. They sound scared to debate. Let's hear more than a BS soundbite and who got the hottest song or chant. Menes sounds most scared. He thought it was cute to be rude to the press like Trump, but we see it as rude and unintelligent. Menes, the prime minister, he probably ain't gonna change at this stage, but it would behoove him and somebody who isn't deathly afraid of him, who can speak honestly to him, should say to him, you need to improve your relationship with the National Press Corps. You take things far too personal and are far too thin-skinned for a national leader. You are in a position that demands great levels of scrutiny. You often say things and then don't back up what you are saying. You often promise things and then don't deliver and make excuses for them. And you often have trouble explaining the rationale behind your own decisions. You should improve your relationship with the National Press Corps. We have work to do in terms of our capabilities, but it is not us that has created this adversarial relationship, even though sometimes these sorts of relationships are indeed adversarial. It doesn't have to be like this. All right, I already took up Lang's time, so sorry. I've got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Godspeed Life. We're going to have Dr. Gregory Pinto on, I do believe. We're going to be talking about some new developments in male reproductive health. All right? So make sure to line up your questions or for that, or anyone who you know who needs to be listening, let them be listening in. All right? You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.